All right, if you get a chance today, go to your phone bill that you have lying on the hallway table there and see if there's a line item in the charges that says that has something to do with 911 emergency call system. Is your phone company charging you a fee every month? In New York State, they do. And this money seems to be going to places where it's not meant to go. Bob Henley's reporter for our flagship station, WNYC Radio. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Bob, you bring us news from New York State. And in New York State, they have a line item in that phone bill that says 911 emergency call service. It's about $1.20, right? You've been doing some investigating about where this $1.20 is actually going.
Well, actually, the State Office of the Budget conceded that some 50 cents goes towards other things like closing New York State's ever-widening budget gap. And in fact, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, keeps track of this. And in a 2010 report, they found out that New York wasn't alone, Todd. Arizona, Delaware, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Nebraska, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin all fess up to doing exactly the same thing.
So this is legal, I guess, but...
No, not really.
Not legal? I mean, it's clearly a case of false advertising, to say the least.
Absolutely. What is going on here is that the FCC is tracking this. Congress has asked the FCC to track it, and it's up to Congress to come back and get some kind of hammer provision to make sure these states live up to this obligation. And I might add, this comes at a time where actually the 911 system is in its worst shape ever. It's, as a Congressional Research Service just put out last year, apparently this architecture is an analog architecture that dates back to when AT&T was Ma Bell ruling the land as a monopoly. As we know, Todd, that went the way of history in 1984, 27 years ago. And still to this day, even though digital technology and cell phones have been dominant for years, there's no real tie-in yet between the analog system that exists and did well for so many years and digital, to the point that even after the last snowstorm, the FCC is investigating significant problems that developed from Virginia up the I-95 corridor up to New England with dropped cell phone calls into 911. And it wasn't a terrorist attack. It was a snowstorm.
Just snow. Bob Henley, how is it that the state of New York, at least, and other states probably, can take money that's clearly advertised to the public saying this money goes to uphold the 911 emergency system, which we all have a stake in, and just pour it down the budget hole for the rest of the state? How is it that they can get away with it?
Well, apparently the state legislatures take comfort that if they change some phraseology in it, that gives them the opportunity to do it. But it looks like Congress may have, especially in these tight budget times, is probably going to start holding them to it.
So we've seen cases before. I'm thinking of things like the tobacco settlement, which was multi-billions of dollars where tobacco companies had to pay states for the cost of Medicaid and sickness that comes from smoking. And guess what? They turned around and used a lot of the money for roads and for budgets and to pour it down the budget hole there. So this doesn't seem like it's the first time that states have gotten up to this kind of fungibility.
I think that people, though, 911 is slightly different. And the one thing that is missing here, and this could be a potential cause of action, would be consumers in those states banding together and beginning a class action to try to compel from their end the state to do what they've committed to do.
Does the FCC have the power to force these states to turn around and spend the money on 911? And if so, do they have the power to tell them what to spend it on? I guess my question is there some minimum standard of functionality for 911?
That's the problem. In fact, to this day, it is a patchwork of old equipment that has not been fully integrated. I mean, what is really tragic is in 2007, consider this, the kids who were under assault in Virginia Tech thought they could text 911, and they were tragically wrong. That's right. You can do all kinds of things. You can tweet to follow TV reality stars. You could text to pick the next American Idol. But sad to say, you cannot count on the fact that if you use your cell phone, the first responders can find you. It is really all over the map. And they can't – often it's not a question of can you hear me now, it's can you find me now.
Well, certainly, at least in Washington, D.C., where I live, the emergency services are busy tweeting at people. It's a shame if they can't receive text messages and tweets themselves to find you on the street if there's a violence or a fire.
Exactly. This is an example in this blog posting on It's a Free Country called Stuck Nation. This is one of the greatest examples where we have this technological capability that's just not been applied in a basic way universally that can really save lives.
How much money are we talking about in total, Bob, do we think has been diverted from 911 into New York's budget gap?
Well, if you figure it's $200 million that comes in every year, and they figure that 40% of that is going to close a budget gap. Well, you know, it's a good math quiz. We're talking tens of millions of dollars, and over the last 2 years, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Go to the hallway table, ladies and gentlemen, find that phone bill, see if there's a line item for 911 services. Then call your state legislature, maybe call the FCC, because Bob Henley, reporter for our flagship station, WNYC Radio, says at least in New York, millions and millions of dollars of that is not going to your antiquated 911 system. Bob, thanks.
Thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.